You're listening to the audio production of Twilight at Mornington Cross by Abigail Wilson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Laura Kerman. For Megan Bessing, my fabulous critique partner, and more importantly, my dear friend, thank you for your heartfelt encouragement, for your godly wisdom, and for simply sharing the road of writing and life with me. I can't imagine one step of this journey without you. Hashtag I heart you. Chapter 1. 1819. Kent, England. It was entirely possible that I spent more time lying on the floor of Clewitt's mesmeric hospital than standing upon it, splayed out prone on the carpet once again, with nothing but broken recollections of what had transpired. I gathered the rug's corner into a tight fist, willing myself not to pound the floor. My arms shook as I pulled myself into a sitting position and wiped away the dirt still clinging to my forehead. Thankfully, no one had witnessed my latest episode. I fumbled to restore the potted plant on its stand in the hall before assessing my body for bruises. I had been leaning over. Yes, that I remembered. Then I was peering beneath the drapes. Or was it the hall table? I rubbed my eyes. Either way, this latest sleeping spell had certainly been a revealing one. For regardless of how much Mr. Clewitt believed his mesmeric treatments were helping, I was no better off than when I arrived. Moreover, I was getting worse. I was still a bit dazed as my attention drifted to my lap and my heart turned. Oh dear. Chauncey. The words seemed to echo like a whisper in my mind, and I couldn't help but touch my mouth. Had I spoken the name aloud? If only these horrid periods of distorted reality didn't follow my bouts of unintended sleep. I pushed myself up to stand and caught hold of a nearby doorframe with my left hand. At least I was on my feet now. And a good thing, too, as a figure rounded the corner in a rush. A man, tall and lithe, wearing a sleek green jacket. He stopped short at the sight of me. I mirrored his look of surprise. I beg your pardon, I... There was a moment of hesitation, the man's lips parting into a delightful curve. Then he took a quick glance behind him, his trove of rebellious blonde curls dancing with the movement. I was led to believe all the rooms in this hall were empty, that I could expect privacy in this wing. A rake of fingers through his hair, then a tug on his jacket, and my attention snapped to the man's chest. My eyes widened. He'd prematurely untied his cravat. No doubt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?